Tortoise. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, Bitcoin is back, surging to a new record value against the dollar. But what's it really worth? How far could it fall? And now that it seems to be part of the financial mainstream, what risk does it pose to the rest of the system? That's after a short break.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I call it the wheel.
I don't think so.
What does it do?
It rolls.
Yeah, so does a bagel, okay? A bagel you can eat.
2 years ago, the comedian Larry David filmed an ad in which he scoffed at a series of inventions, from the wheel to the light bulb and the dishwasher, before deciding that the crypto exchange FTX wasn't for him.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
9 months later, the value of the best-known cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, had plummeted. FTX, which had been promoted as a safe crypto trading platform, had collapsed. Its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, is due to be sentenced later this week after being found guilty of a massive fraud, stealing billions of dollars from his company's customers. So has all that been forgotten? Bitcoin recently hit a record high of more than $73,000. It's come down slightly in the last few days, but one Bitcoin is still worth more than $65,000.
All right, Bitcoin rebounding on the back of the Fed decision this week, now trading back above 67,000. Now, the cryptocurrency has certainly been on a wild ride, to say the least.
There's a few reasons to think this time around Bitcoin might be here to stay. One is the arrival in the US of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, ETFs for short, which allow investors to buy shares in funds that own crypto. That means that for the first time, you can just use a traditional share trading account to invest. The UK regulator has said it will allow financial products based on Bitcoin to go on sale in London too. But those will only be available to professional investors. Another factor in the current revival of Bitcoin is the expectation that interest rate cuts are on the way, which makes investors more likely to seek out riskier assets. And a third, rather grim reason, is that the world is increasingly chaotic. Cryptocurrency is popular in Russia, where it's both a way to evade sanctions and the preferred financial instrument of the cybercriminals who have thrived under President Vladimir Putin's rule. In countries like Argentina and Turkey, it's a way for ordinary people to bypass a collapsing domestic currency. But not everyone is delighted to see Bitcoin enter the mainstream.
I would say avoid Bitcoin like the plague. Did I make myself clear?
You did.
That's Jack Bogle, founder of Vanguard, the world's second biggest asset management company, dismissing the cryptocurrency in 2017. He died in 2019, but the business he set up hasn't joined the others in offering a Bitcoin ETF. Vanguard describes the cryptocurrency as more of a speculation than an investment. The problem with Bitcoin as an investment is that there's nothing you can use to make an assessment of its true value. Tortoise spoke to one financial regulation expert who told us,
"No one really understands what drives crypto prices from day to day, and they are subject to manipulation by a range of players, most of whom are outside the UK."
So what next for Bitcoin? We'll have more after the break.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
At the moment, Bitcoin is still a small part of the financial system, but so were the subprime mortgages that contributed to the financial crash in 2007. Part of the current excitement around the cryptocurrency is that the next halving is due in April. Halving is a process that raises the production cost and slows the supply of new coins, literally halving the number of bitcoins that a miner receives when their computer cracks the code that generates the currency.
We typically see an extended rally after the halving that goes on for something around 18 months.
Previous halvings have coincided with gains in the value of Bitcoin. It looks like its popularity hasn't been dented by fraud or its association with criminals. It might even, despite the continued risk of wild price swings, become respectable. But the long-running mystery at the heart of Bitcoin, who invented it, is no closer to being solved. Bitcoin was created by a person who called themselves Satoshi Nakamoto. Mr. Nakamoto's true identity has never been revealed. He originally identified himself as a man in his mid-30s. The last time Bitcoin's creator sent anyone an email was in 2011. Whoever he is, he owns a hoard of around a million Bitcoin. One person who isn't Satoshi is Craig Wright, an Australian computer scientist who claimed to be the creator of Bitcoin. A High Court judge in London ruled this month that Dr. Wright is not the author of the white paper that originally outlined Bitcoin, or the person who operated under the name Satoshi Nakamoto from 2008 to 2011. The search for the true creator of Bitcoin continues, as does the question of what happens to the market if he ever decides to sell his vast holding. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Jeevan Varsager and mixed by Imi Harper. Tortoise.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.